Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So our buddy Bob Broderick, a.k.a. Salad, runs X-Tech pads, the great shoulder pads. And you can go to X-Tech. It's X-T-E-C-H, xtechpads.com. Use promo code DRAFT for 10% off your pad order. And I was saying earlier, his top spokesman is Coach Billick, Super Bowl champ, NFL network analyst. And we got to ask him, hey, Coach, do you think the when is Salad going to start getting all the NHL players to wear these things? Do they wear them already?
Not yet, but that's a good idea. You know, we're at that point where Bob's does just a great job, and we very quickly becoming the number one pad company for the NFL, over 300 colleges. And but that's kind of the next direction, whether it's hockey, whether it's lacrosse. That's a direction that we clearly got to look at.
I mean, honestly, because the lighter, the better. In like the NHL, they barely wear anything, and there's always these guys having these collarbones. I think Oshie just had his broken clavicle, and he had to have surgery. If he was wearing X-Tech pads, I'm thinking Oshie'd be playing Game 7 tomorrow night. He's obviously wearing the wrong pads.
Yeah, and we're kind of that next is taking that next step. So you're right. We got to get Salad on the stick here and branch out the hockey stuff.
I'm a little surprised because, you know, I always thought he was a genius. I'm starting to question that now if you forgot all these hockey players. Coach, what did you think of the back and forth, the Odell Beckham tweet fest today with Gettleman and the Giants and all the things he said about the Giants?
You hate to see it. You really do. I mean, it's the business side of it says, okay, a player moves on, the organization moves on, and then let it go. Go play, you know, show that, you know, you're the great player that you are. I think he's in a great situation in Cleveland. I think they're going to be a pretty darn good football team. And New York's got to move on as well. It was a good move for both of them. You just hate to see that pettiness back and forth.
Did you think that he was anything less than painful when he played for the Giants with his behavior on the football field and off?
You know, and it's tough because the talent is obvious. And I'll tell you this. In fact, I was with just James Jones today, who was a teammate with him at one point. And he swears by the guy. He says he's the best teammate, the hardest working player he's ever been around. And you like to hear that. It just doesn't reconcile with kind of the stupid stuff he does off the field, kind of selfish stuff as a player as well. And sometimes a great player, as great as they can be, don't recognize that the way they're pulling away from the team by being selfish with their actions and the way they just figure, well, everybody understands who I am, and that's just who I am. And, you know, it just doesn't, you know, it just didn't fit with New York anymore. I know Mike Tomlin had a great saying, you know, in dealing with the same thing with Antonio Brown was, look, we want people that want to be here, okay? We don't want to hold hostage. We want volunteers. We don't want hostages. And whether it's AB in Pittsburgh or whether it's OBJ in New York, they're kind of hostages. It's good that they got out and got someplace else.
What do you think? Don't you think, honestly, that Bell and Brown were as equally pathetic with their – they just won't – either one of them won't let the Pittsburgh thing go. They moved on. They both got huge gigs, Oakland and obviously the Jets, and they both got huge contracts. And then they still spend time every day, every week, talking bad about the Steelers. I mean, it never ends.
Yeah, and it's petty, and they ought to move on. You know, again, there's a business side to this business. I get it. And the players, it's not fair for the players sometimes. That is the business. But you're right. The business afforded them the opportunity. They now got the good payday. They're going where they're going to have a huge impact on the teams that they're with. Just man, let it go.
What do you think of Bell not showing up for their – I know they're voluntary, but what do you think of him already not showing up for their workouts?
Yeah, and particularly with a young team, I think that's something that it's regrettable because the players, they're really great players. And I've been fortunate to be around some really great players. And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person, but somehow they're not seeing the connection, particularly with the Jet team. First, you're talking about a team that he's new to, but this is a young team. This is a team that's really going to try to come together with a new coach. They've got a young quarterback. They've got establish that pedigree. They've got to establish that understanding of what it is to be a professional. And there, yeah, you can get to a point where a team is veteran enough where they are voluntary workouts, and that's part of it. But for a team that's starting out and really young like this one with a new coach, boy, it's a missed opportunity to progress that team that much quicker by being together from day one.
Brian Billick from NFL Network with us on the bench. What did you think of the Frank Clark deal to Kansas City today?
I think it's a win-win for both teams. You know, Kansas City's putting it, they recognize we got to get good defensively. And they're doing it. And with Steve Spagnuolo, their new defensive coordinator, you got to know. I mean, you go back to his New York days, they're going to build it with that front seven, that front four. That's going to be the strength of that defense. And by picking up Clark and the goal with the four, you know, the pieces they've already got there, you know, offensively, you know, they're going to be dynamic. And for Seattle, you know, it's one of those things where you really can't, you can't pay everybody. You just can't. The salary cap is real. You got to pick and choose. Obviously, with the huge contract that was going to go to Russell Wilson, it really was a win-win. They picked up some good, more young picks. Of course, Seattle does a good job with the draft. And then on the flip side, Grant's going to go to a very, you know, a Super Bowl contending team where he can be a big part of it.
What are you going to be doing for the draft?
Actually, I'm just I'm doing three shows, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tomorrow's my last day. And then I'm just going like everybody else. I'm going to watch the draft. It looks like the setting and what they've got going in Nashville really looks cool. I was in Nashville about a month ago, and I hadn't been to Nashville for a little while. That town is just exploding. It's incredible what's going on there, the building, the growth that's going on. I think it's going to be a great weekend for the NFL and for Nashville. Going to be a fun time.
So what do you think of the teams that seem to be involved in quarterbacks in this draft? Like, you know, the Giants obviously have to do something. Everybody's wondering if it's at 6 or 17. Are the Patriots going to get another guy that that Brady can groom? Is it Will Greer? Where does Haskins fall in all of this? And Locke and Jones, what do you think of all these quarterbacks, and how do you think it plays out?
Yeah, it's always about the quarterbacks, isn't it? You know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and it's going to be interesting. You know, obviously, let's put the Kyler Murray thing aside. Let's assume that's going to happen. You know, that's going to be a feast or famine for them. This guy's a dynamic talent. Does it translate into the NFL? Is he going to be another Patrick Mahomes? Is he going to be another Russell Wilson? They're putting a lot of stock in that. But this next group of quarterbacks, there's no reason they shouldn't be good, but I was on air the other day talking about it's reminding me a little bit of the 2011 draft, and that's where you saw a Christian Ponder, a Jake Locker, and a Blaine Gabbert. Guys that really probably should have been early second-round picks get kind of pulled up because of need, and need is a terrible evaluator. It's a terrible way to go about particularly choosing a quarterback. And the interesting thing, and you just brought it up, some of the teams that might be looking for a quarterback but still have guys there with the Giants, for example, for them to use the 6th or 17th pick on a first-round pick with them still deciding for Eli to be there, that's got disaster written all over it. They can pick a guy up in the second round and later, but if they take a first-round quarterback with Eli still there, to me, that's just going to be a bad move.
What was the best player you drafted, your favorite draft pick, when you were in Baltimore?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we had such a great run, and we were so lucky to have so many great players. And obviously, you know, you go to, you know, Terrell Suggs, and to watch Terrell come in, and we kind of fell into Terrell Suggs. We had no idea he was going to last till the 10th pick, and all of a sudden he was there. And he came in, he was young, he was immature, and to watch him grow and become the professional he is now, you know, that's a great story. But it's the back end guys, it's the later draft choices that you really kind of look back to, that guys, you know, that heart and soul of your team at second, third, later rounds where you get those gems, guys that, you know, are long shots to make the team. And those are the guys that you really, really enjoy.
So, Coach, what did you think of, like, the way – if you were LaFleur and you saw the way that Mike McCarthy was treated by even the, you know, franchise that he just cut a deal with to be their head coach, And you saw how that all played out on publicly, how messy and ugly that was. The way I thought they treated him terribly, if you ask me. And what did you think? Like, what would you do if you were that guy, that young guy getting that job, and you saw the bloodletting that they did to the guy that went to won a Super Bowl, 9 playoff appearances, 4 title games, and they ran him out of town on a rail? If I were that guy, I'd be running.
Yeah, but it's the Green Bay Packers, and when you're young and you want that first head job, you really don't think of it that way. You just see it as an opportunity. You know, the Green Bay Packers, and you're right, that was not typical of the Packers. There's a lot of organizations you can see that is happening. You don't think it's going to happen with the Packers. Mike had a great long run with the Packers, but, you know, was a very firm believer you could really only last about 10 years with a given organization for it then not to fall apart. Now, that's a very broad generalization. But whether it's ownership and the message and the players and the media and the back and forth, you know, that marriage just sours after a while because I hated to see it for both the Packers and for Mike.
So let me ask you, remember on this day, if you go back to 2005, the Niners took Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers as the number one, and then Rodgers went to the Packers at 24, and then we all know what happened in their career. So, I mean, not that Alex Smith hasn't done well. He's obviously injured himself now, but Rodgers, 11,500 more passing yards, 114 more TDs, 2 MVPs, and a Super Bowl ring. It's funny how things work out, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's even more ironic, if you remember, Mike McCarthy was on the San Francisco staff that took Alex Smith. So they had to make that calculation, who we were going to take here, and they weren't alone. And it's comical now for around the league to think that we thought we had questions about Aaron Rodgers for him to drop the way he did. But and for Mike McCarthy to be part of that group in San Francisco with Mike Nolan as the head coach, they choose Alex Smith, and then Mike gets a chance to then go to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I can't imagine that Aaron and Mike didn't have a good laugh about that a little bit. Aaron digging Mike every now and going, yeah, I know who you really love. I know who you picked, you know, but we'll make this thing work.
Who do you think, lastly here, is the best player in this? Bosa, Quinnen Williams, who's the flat-out best player, do you think, in this draft?
Boy, that's, you know, and then when you talk about that, you talk about that aside from the quarterbacks. I think these top 3 or 4 guys, when you're talking about Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle from Houston, Quinnen Williams from Alabama, the defensive tackle, and then Josh Allen, the edge guy. So it's interesting. You got the 2 edge guys in Bosa and Allen, and obviously edge rushers and pressure on the quarterback. But the 2 inside guys, I mean, you build great defenses from the inside out. And Ed Oliver, they keep talking about that this guy could be, you know, they remind him of the guy in L.A., Aaron Donaldson. I mean, that Aaron Donald, that's high praise. If he can come close to playing as well as Aaron Donald, that's high praise for a guy like Ed Oliver.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to watch him play at the next level. Check out xtechpads.com. It's X-T-E-C-H, xtechpads.com. Promo code DRAFT for 10% off your pad order. Get the best shoulder pads in the business. Everybody's doing it in the NFL and NCAA. Coach Billick, always a pleasure having you on the bench. Enjoy the draft. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, man.
All right, there he is, Brian Billick, the former coach of the Ravens and NFL analyst on NFL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.